South Texas Builders Association calls for workforce solutions at Immigration Forum. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Edinburgh, Texas. The South Texas Builders Association brought together business leaders, elected officials, and immigration advocates for a forum focused on workforce shortages, housing affordability, and immigration policy, with speakers urging bipartisan cooperation and legal workforce solutions for the construction industry. The event opened with a prayer by Deacon Leon Diaz, who called for unity, social justice, and service to others. Organizers followed with folklorico and mariachi performances, describing the presentation as a celebration of Latino culture and our gift to the country. STBA CEO Mario Guerrero thanked the Smith family for hosting the gathering and stressed that the event was not about politics, but about the challenges facing builders. He recognized elected officials who attended and encouraged media to document their participation, saying public officials work for the people. Guerrero said construction workers have helped build homes, schools, hospitals, and businesses across South Texas while employers face increasing difficulty finding a legal workforce. Citing President John F. Kennedy's 1963 Civil Rights Address, he said the discussion centered on balancing the rule of law with opportunities for workers who contribute to the economy. Representative Vicente Gonzalez said labor shortages have affected construction, agriculture, hospitality, and other industries. He promoted his Safe American Workforce Act, which would provide legal work authorization for certain long-term undocumented workers whose employers certify they are needed. Gonzalez said the proposal would not create a pathway to citizenship but would address workforce shortages while supporting economic growth. Representative Henry Cuellar said he has worked with the South Texas Builders Association and met with ICE officials and Republican members of Congress to discuss workforce concerns. He said he has advocated for expanding H-2B visas for construction workers, proposed appropriations language directing ICE to focus enforcement on criminal offenders, and supported measures requiring additional warrants before entering homes or construction sites. The people who truly make a difference are the ones who roll up their sleeves and get the job done, Cuellar said. STBA Treasurer Efren Gonzalez Jr. announced the South Texas Builders Initiative, a partnership with South Texas College, Donna Independent School District, and IDEA Public Schools to develop accredited construction training programs beginning in fall 2026. Immigration attorney Jacob Monti, who represents the family of Houston construction worker Lorenzo Salgado, argued that current immigration enforcement practices disproportionately affect construction workers. He called for guest worker programs and legal work permits while criticizing worksite enforcement and detention policies. American Business Immigration Coalition Texas Deputy Director Emiliano Valencia said the organization represents business leaders seeking bipartisan immigration reform, legal work authorization, and permanent protections for Dreamers. Precision Task Group President and CEO Massey Villarreal urged lawmakers to support legal pathways for longtime workers while calling on elected officials to address workforce needs. A recorded message from entertainer Bobby Pulido expressed support for common-sense immigration reform and said South Texas families want opportunities to work rather than government assistance. STBA Chairman Ronnie Cavazos closed the event by urging attendees to stay engaged in the political process, remember the importance of voting, and continue working together as a community.